It's time for Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John is with First Reverse Mortgage USA, a division of Cherry Creek Mortgage, license number 118270. John has decades of experience in the mortgage industry and considers his business to be his ministry. John loves to educate seniors and their families about how they can utilize a reverse mortgage to their benefit. And now, Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding.
And Mark Holland co-hosting this Ask the Pro feature with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John, last week we talked about what happens when a reverse mortgage becomes due. I believe you called that a maturity event. Could you go into more detail on what happens when a maturity event occurs?
Sure. So in a situation where both borrowers have either passed away or permanently vacated the property, whoever inherits the property needs to notify the loan servicer. Within 30 days of receiving that notice, the loan servicer will mail a due and payable letter to the borrower's estate that discloses the current loan balance and explains the options for paying back the loan. Now, technically, the payment of the loan is due immediately, but the estate may have up to 6 months to satisfy the debt. And if they're acting in good faith but just having a hard time selling the property under certain conditions, they can get 2 90-day extensions on that time frame. That gives them up to a full year to satisfy the debt. Now, if they want to keep the property, they can also just pay off the loan with private savings, or they can refinance the reverse with a conventional loan. If the borrower has no heirs, or if the estate refuses to communicate with a loan servicer, then the loan servicer can initiate the foreclosure process. However, that is considered a last resort. They would much rather work with the estate to get the loan paid off when it's due.
What happens when there is a maturity event and the home is worth less than what they owe on the loan? What happens then?
Well, if the property value has depreciated over time and the loan balance is higher than the home value when the loan becomes due, the estate has a couple of options. If they're not interested in keeping the property because there's no equity, they can do what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure, which basically means they tell the loan servicer that they don't want to go through the hassle of selling the property if there's no equity there to retain. However, if they would prefer to keep the property in the family, even when it's in a negative equity situation, there's an option for them to do that. They can pay the lender 95% of the current appraised value at that time, either out of private savings or with a conventional loan, and FHA is still going to make up the difference, because the borrowers paid the insurance premium to cover the unlikely possibility that this situation might occur.
John, you mentioned that the property must be the borrower's primary residence. How do they determine that? How would they know if the borrower moved out?
Well, every year, the loan servicer is going to send the borrower an annual occupancy certification, asking the borrower to verify that their home is still the primary residence. Now, if they don't receive that certification back in a timely fashion, then they will send an inspector to the property to determine if at least one of the eligible borrowers is occupying the property. If they determine that that's not the case, or if the property appears vacant, then they'll call the loan due. Because the home is collateral for the loan, occupancy is a huge issue, and FHA takes it very seriously.
Interesting stuff, John. How do we get in touch with you to find out more?
You can reach me on my direct line at 425-348-1829. Again, that's 425-348-1829.
You've been listening to Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. To contact John, call 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829. You can also find out more and listen to previous shows at kcisradio.com/reverse.